For example, an economist might consider a consumer who is buying CDs and ask, what would happen if the price of CDs fell? Most of us would likely conclude that the consumer would buy more CDs. And we are probably right. That's what most consumers would do in situations involving most products. What's not so obvious is that this is a model. It's a model of consumer demand which allows the price of a product to change and then considers what will happen as a result. If you think about it, this simple thought experiment held some important factors constant. Specifically, we assumed that the consumer's income did not change, and that the consumer's preferences for CDs did not change. The prices of other goods didn't change either, but that's a story for a later tutorial. The example of the consumer buying CDs shows that it is often possible to describe and analyze a useful economic model in plain English just by telling a story. However, because much of economics involves changes in numerical values, in the example we used, the changes were in the price of a product and the number of units purchased. Economists often find that using some mathematics helps clarify an issue.